Ohio's Attorney General Richard Cordray is making a name for himself by filing multiple lawsuits against major Wall Street financial players. Not everybody is pleased, though. Ohio Public Radio's Karen Kassler reports from Columbus.
Richard Cordray is Ohio's accidental attorney general. He was the state's treasurer in May 2008 when fellow Democrat Mark Dan resigned as attorney general following a sexual harassment scandal. Cordray ran for AG in a special election on a platform of getting back money that he claims big financial firms stole from Ohio investors and pension holders.
I feel strongly that the misdeeds on Wall Street have cost our economy dearly. They have cost pensioners and investors dearly, and people who violated the law need to be held accountable, and if their violations of the law harmed people, they should have to pay compensation.
In his 10 months as Attorney General, Cordray has either taken the lead or joined in 8 major lawsuits involving big financial players such as AIG and Merrill Lynch. In his latest suit, Cordray claims the 3 major credit rating agencies, Standard & Poor's, Moody's Investor Service, and Fitch, deliberately gave high ratings to risky mortgage-backed securities in exchange for big fees. In the last 5 months, Ohio has racked up more than $2 billion in settlements with companies connected to insurance giant AIG, with insurance broker Marsh & McLellan, and with United Health, among others. Some of these suits began before Cordray was elected, but the total for less than a year in office is record-setting. Cordray is basking in his success, but he's come under fire for his eagerness to sue. Mark Weaver is a consultant working with former U.S. Senator Mike DeWine, one of 2 Republicans set to challenge Cordray next year. Weaver says Cordray's Wall Street strategy is actually hurting Ohio residents.
The notion of playing political gotcha with these major companies not only puts our economic climate at risk, it also means Ohio shareholders of those companies will face lower stock prices, lower dividends, and it puts them at risk as well.
But Cordray disagrees and says he'll continue to aggressively pursue these cases.
Anybody who would say that we should be retreating from the field and leaving Wall Street untouched, that they don't play by the same rules as everybody else, and that we shouldn't seek compensation for our retirees and investors, to me, is not doing their duty by the public.
Because Richard Cordray was elected to fill out the remainder of his disgraced predecessor's term, he already has to plan a re-election campaign for next year. Rainuka Reyesam is an associate editor at the Kiplinger Letter. She views these kinds of ambitious lawsuits through a political lens.
Typically what they'll do, it tends to be very, very popular with voters, going after big Wall Street banks and talking about protecting shareholders. In terms of actual impact, it's rare that there's a huge sea change.
Cordray's spate of lawsuits leads to comparisons to former New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer, who, before becoming governor and then resigning, built a national profile by constantly challenging Wall Street.
I find those comparisons amusing and irrelevant. We're just trying to build a record here. We're trying to do the right thing by the citizens of Ohio.
22 years ago, Richard Cordray was a champion on the game show Jeopardy. His 5-game undefeated streak won him notoriety. But whether his high-profile lawsuits against Wall Street will help or hurt his political future is a question he says he just can't answer. For NPR News, I'm Karen Kassler in Columbus, Ohio.